Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Early introduction of allergenic foods may prevent food allergy in children, and for the first time, specific guidelines are outlined for how and when to introduce highly allergenic foods, including cow's milk, eggs, soy, wheat, peanuts, tree nuts. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Kim. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics in the Division of Pediatric Allergy and Immunology at Mount Sinai School of Medicine and Jaffe Food Allergy Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kim. Tell us about this new guidelines. These are new specific guidelines for the first time set out that we should be introducing some of these foods to our children.
Well, that's a little bit strong as far as we should be, but there's evidence that to suggest that delaying introduction of these foods beyond a year of age may not be helpful as far as prevention. So we do not recommend any solid food intake before the age of 4 months, but thereafter, solids should be introduced between 4 and 6, and the top allergenic foods do not need to be delayed.
Okay, so how has this changed in terms of, you know, how's the thinking changed in terms of when it's okay to feed these? So it used to be peanuts were, what, 2 years old, something like that?
Right. So milk at 1, eggs at 2, peanuts, tree nuts, shellfish at 3. Over the time, since 2000, when these recommendations or expert opinion came out, the prevalence of peanut allergy in this country has only risen. It's, in fact, tripled over an 11-year period. And so for that reason, there was a thought maybe that this delay may be associated with this increased frequency.
Okay, so when the science is telling us about how that affects the future allergy risk, what are we finding out?
Well, we don't know if actually introducing these foods early will prevent the development of allergy. There are some few studies with single foods like wheat, fish, with small groups of children that suggest that it may be preventative, but there is currently a large study going on in the UK. They gave one half of these allergy-prone children peanut in the first year of life, and then they delayed it for the other half. They're going to follow them to 5 to 7 years of life, and then at that point, we'll have more information on what strategy is effective.
So give some guidelines to the families on how to introduce these foods, what age to start and a particular order to follow. Are we supposed to be doing one at a time? Give us some guidelines on how do we begin with, say, peanut butter.
Well, I certainly wouldn't start with peanut butter. You know, clearly start at 4 to 6 months with rice, oat, vegetables, fruits, and with appropriate textures. But when you feel like developmentally they're able to handle the texture of peanut butter, which may be at a year, maybe earlier, maybe later, that's the point where I would recommend introduction. You don't have to wait for eggs or soy or wheat or any of the other highly allergenic foods till they're older either. I tell parents to use the child's developmental stage as far as how their feeding is going, how readily they're accepting these foods, how well they can manage different textures. That should be the primary guide as far as when to introduce these foods.
Now, I mean, my favorite first food for my children was avocado, you know, sort of mushed up. It's got DHAs. It's just so good for them. But eggs now, you know, we were told a few years back not to do that. But scrambled eggs make such a great, you know, for toddlers, for 8-month-old to learn to pick up and smush around on their face.
Exactly.
So now we can do that. We can scramble up some eggs and give them to a 7 or 8 month old.
There's no evidence that not doing that will cause allergy, meaning there is, by doing that, I can't say definitively you are preventing allergy, but there's no evidence to suggest that delaying it is going to help either. So at this point, because there's a lack of definitive data, we say, you know what, we're not going to give you recommendations that are not based in hard science. So, you know, do what you want.
Okay, so should we only do it still? I mean, back even when we start, we only give sort of one new food at a time, pears, and then you do your apples, and then, you know, just to kind of, for 1 week, watch them. So is this still the basic guideline? If you're going to do eggs, kind of don't do wheat or peanut butter or anything else at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great point. So introduce single ingredient foods, at least new foods, no more than one new food every 3 to 5 days. So if you're going to start with, if you're going to give the eggs, I would say give scrambled eggs 3 days in a row. Make sure they can have it. Do it at home, not at a restaurant where you know exactly what's in the eggs, or, you know, what was cooked in the pan right before, that kind of thing. So restaurants are not a good place to introduce new foods.
And what should we watch for? I mean, because a lot of parents hear this, and these are, you know, some new positive recommendations, not necessarily recommendations, but hopeful tips for people on introducing these foods. So what should they watch for? If you're going to introduce peanut butter, and from what I understand, Dr. Kim, in England, they've been feeding their kids roasted peanuts and such for, you know, years.
Actually, there's a peanut snack called Bomba, which is, I believe, I'm not sure it's roasted, but it's like a cheese doodle, but with peanut. And they have, in fact, one of the studies that I referenced did look at that, and they looked at Israeli children both in Israel and the UK, and the Israeli children got Bomba, the peanut snack, in the first year of life. Their rate of peanut allergy is rather low. The Israeli kids in the UK did not get Bomba. They delayed it like other UK children. And in the UK, we have a very high rate of peanut allergy. So despite the same genetic background, we have different outcomes. And so studies like that give us hints to say, well, you know, maybe early introduction is what is best. So yes, I think introducing something like peanut in the first year of life is not something we discourage anymore.
And give us some quick guidelines on what to watch out for when you are feeding this to your children.
So if you see, generally there are skin symptoms, hives, itchy skin, swelling, usually the child will be uncomfortable, rub, scratch. Generally these symptoms develop within minutes, but it can develop up to 2 hours after ingestion of the food. There can be other more severe symptoms such as vomiting, abdominal cramping, of course, problems breathing, coughing, wheezing. Certainly if that were to happen, you would want to seek medical attention immediately.
Okay, so we watch for these symptoms, feed the children one of these things at a time. Now, in the last minute and a half that we have left, kind of wrap up this study for us, because it's pretty exciting. It's pretty interesting now that we're going to be introducing these highly allergenic foods, as opposed to the old days where you would stay away from those foods till you're there at least 2 years old. So wrap it up for us a little bit, Dr. Kim.
So I would say start solids at 4 to 6 months, introduce single ingredient foods, no more than one new food every 3 to 5 days, go according to their developmental ability. Start with the fruits and vegetables, but you can go on to eggs and peanuts in age-appropriate forms. And try these foods first at home, not at daycare or at a restaurant. And certainly if you have suspicion of any type of reaction, please consult your pediatrician or seek a consultation from an allergist.
An early introduction of allergenic foods may prevent food allergy in children, and this is the first time specific guidelines are outlined for how and when to introduce these highly allergenic food, including cow's milk, eggs, soy, wheat, peanuts, and tree nuts, fish, and shellfish. You heard the guidelines right here. To be careful, it's one at a time. Watch for signs, but this is how we can start feeding our children. It's coming on slow, but we can check it out and read the study. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Have a great day and stay well.